This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All the cool people in international economics are in Washington, D.C. Today, the annual meeting of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, started this morning. All right, maybe not all the cool people, but a whole lot of them. You know what I mean. Of particular note, policy-wise, is that the IMF has scaled back its estimate for American economic growth this year, citing concerns over everything from the U.S. election to Brexit to rising trade protectionism. Marketplace's Adam Ellington has that update.
IMF chief economist Maurice Obstfeld said the global economy is moving sideways. His term, not mine. That continued weak growth among wealthier countries risks offsetting higher growth rates in emerging economies. In short,
growth has been too low for too long, and in many countries, its benefits have reached too few.
The IMF cut its outlook for U.S. growth from 2.2% down to 1.6%. That was based on lower demand for goods and services and weak business investment. One problem is that monetary policies to boost growth appear to be less and less effective, so says University of Chicago economist Randall Krosner.
People have been relying so heavily on central banks to do all the heavy lifting, but they're only one of the players in town.
Krosner says it takes other policies, such as investment in infrastructure, to juice growth. Chris Varveris is the senior managing director of Macroeconomic Advisors. He cued in on the IMF's stance on the threat posed by a global backlash against free trade and open borders.
Protectionism and uncertainty about policies are two factors that we are very concerned about as factors that could hold back both the U.S. and the global economy.
Varveris did say that compared to the rest of the world, the U.S. is in good shape. No bubbles or factors that would pull the economy into a drastically slower growth track. And the IMF seems to agree, so far, increasing its forecast for next year up to 2.2%. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.